It is Free for All Friday. I'm glad you're along for the conversation, man. We've had calls from all over the country, Texas, New Jersey, Kentucky, and California. And we'll have more calls coming up from John, Sharon, Kevin, Jeff, James, from all over America. We want to hear from you. And as you know from following this program, we put America first every single day. We think that the priorities of American citizens should come first. What we do in this country should matter more than anything that's done anywhere else. It's got to be about you and me. And so that's why I defend the American farmer. And that's why my next guest and I have been friends for years now. He appeared in a documentary with me about farming and the challenges they face here in this country. He's talked to me for years about making sure the American farmer, the small farmers, survive. Not these global entities that gobble up small farms and forget about the families. Adam Malone is the founder of Patriot Foods and the president there. America's farm market, I call it. Adam, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Great to be back. Thank you.
You know, I see it in the headlines every single day. They want to put ear tags in cows, and they want to give inoculations to pigs. And if your pig doesn't have a big enough place, then they're going to just destroy the market altogether in California. And you guys, you farmers, man, you stand in there. You're a tough breed. And that's why PatriotFoods.com is a place that I support, because I know it's not easy to go out there and turn dirt and count on the weather to get it done. But you do it every day. You're in the front end of, you're a blueberry farmer, West Michigan. So you're in the front of your season right now, aren't you?
Yes, we are. I tell you, I just got back from Wilmington, North Carolina. Great people in North Carolina, I tell you, Steve. Meeting with farmers in North Carolina. I just rolled in last night, guys. So I just, you know, just got out of bed, okay? Don't tell the other farmers, right? So, anyway, we're working with farmers all over the country, guys, and we're trying to make them popular again, okay? You know, these cheap imports are putting us out of business in a nutshell, Steve. You know, we talk about that all the time, of course.
Well, yeah, you know, you get the market flooded with stuff from South America or Asia or Central or whatever. The point is, farmers in Michigan and California and Florida, we produce better products in America than anybody else does. But they can do it cheaper because they pay their people 50 cents a day, which isn't fair, which is why PatriotFoods.com, you know, look, you guys have noticed, though, you've dropped the prices. You have free strawberries on your front page today. Free strawberries. Whenever anybody comes in and buys a frozen product, there it is. You have organic products because people say, we want organic. So Adam went out and said, look, I'll find some organic products to put on the shelves. And you did it. You're responding to what people want.
Yeah, it's exciting, you know, and more true Americans are buying, Steve. You know, we have gift cards. You want to buy something and send a gift card to your family member, it's really important. It's a great way to support too, right? You know, we got to support these farmers, Steve. I mean, the small farmer is going out of business. You know, the suicide rate is sky high. You know, they're losing farms that are 4 or 5 generation, and they feel it's their fault. You know, the family feels it's their fault. It's not their fault. You know, the government wants a small farmer out of the way. It's about control. And I'm telling you, folks, we have to help these people out.
Well, you're exactly right. The mega farms get all the government love when it comes to free stuff and free money and tax breaks. Small farmers like yourself and the guys that are turning 600, 700, 800 acres, they're not getting the love of the people that are turning 60 and 70,000 acres cumulative. Once again, the government creates problems. But you're also a small business owner. They don't like that either. So you're a small business owner. You're a small farmer. They don't do that. So I want to recommend, folks, you go to PatriotFoods.com. You're going to find American-grown fruits, vegetables, steak, pork, smoked chicken, canned goods, you know, all sorts of great things. You know, you're going to find pickles and beets and just everything you can imagine. Plus, deli meats and cheeses made by the Amish for your deli tray. It's all there, Adam. Everything's there, and it's shipped to your door. You save 10% by using the promo code Gruber, by the way. I want to help Adam out. I want to make sure that you folks react. Promo code Gruber, save 10%. Go to PatriotFoods.com. I mean, come on, Adam. We're doing the best we can here. I know you've dropped the prices. You're offering free strawberries. You're saying, look, we have to compete because if you're not here when it hits the fan, and you know what I'm talking about, then we have bigger problems, don't we?
That's right. And guys, check back every week. Check back all the time. You know, we have new growers all the time, new items all the time, okay? And the prices change all the time because the farmers need different prices for their items, of course, okay? So we're your connection to your American farmer, guys. They need your support.
I do consider it America's farm market. Everybody knows what a farm market is. That's what this is, folks. And that's why he's in Wilmington, North Carolina. It's why he's in Florida. It's why he's in California. He's finding new farmers and new producers every day. And it's not just fruits and vegetables and meat. It's candles. It's other goods like soap and body wash, all American made, and it's all at patriotfoods.com. Adam, I'll give you the last word.
Support your American farmers, guys. Shop today. God bless America. God bless this country.
Yeah, check it out. If you haven't been there in a while, I'm telling you, it gets better every day. Like he says, there's new specials every day. Today, it's free strawberries. PatriotFoods.com. Use the promo code Gruber. That's me. And you'll save 10% on your order. Make it happen. Support the American farmers. Adam, God bless you. America first, my friend.
America first, man. Thank you.
There you have it. Amblin, I give him credit, man. He goes back and forth. Are we ever going to make it? Is it going to work? Should we give up on it? No, Adam, don't give up on America. Don't give up on America's farms. Go to patriotfoods.com. All right, I've got room to get a couple more phone calls in here before we get to the end of the hour here. Let's go to John. Is he still there in Ohio?
I'm here, Gruber.
All right.
You're a great American, Steve.
God bless America. John, what's on your mind?
I told you before to tell Trump not to defuse that abortion stuff by telling him that's a state issue. Now they're gaslighting with the remember how he attacked the Gold Star family, which was a bunch of bull. He never did. All he's got to do is say what he said, and I got the tape of it. All he said was when they asked him, was that the wife didn't have much to say. And, oh, my goodness.
I agree with you. Let me go back to your big point here, John. You have to defuse the whole abortion issue because the Democrats are going to game this thing out. They put abortion on the ballot in Florida and Arizona. If they carry Florida and Arizona, it becomes a real tough hill to climb for Donald Trump to get the Electoral College votes he needs. Still can be done by carrying Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. You can still win. Florida's critical. We're going to see if the people of Florida are smart enough to vote however they want on abortion, but vote for Trump in the end. What are your thoughts? 10 seconds.
Steve, Trump is actually, like in 2016, his poll numbers are actually 5 points better, because there's people like me who don't even tell these pollsters anything that are Trump supporters.
I believe you. I got to leave it right there, John. God bless America. Back with more of your calls in a moment. It's